Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brain Boost. Quick creative fixes. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and it just feels like everyone else has their life figured out? Like they're effortlessly radiating confidence and happiness while you're over here struggling to find your matching socks in the morning. Yeah, I get it. But guess what? That curated online world doesn't tell the whole story. We've all got our own battles, our own insecurities, but what if I told you there's a simple tool that can help you build a rock-solid positive self-image? It's called gratitude journaling, and trust me, it's way more powerful than another avocado toast recipe. Today, we're diving into the magic of gratitude journaling and how it can be a secret weapon for boosting your self-worth and feeling amazing about who you are. Ready to unlock that inner confidence? Let's get started. First things first. Why is a positive self-image so important anyway? Think about it. When you believe in yourself, when you feel good about who you are, everything else just flows better. You're more resilient in the face of challenges, you attract amazing people into your life, and you simply radiate that infectious energy that makes everyone around you want to be a part of your world. It's like wearing your own personal superpower suit, except this one is built on self-love. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will transform your relationship with gratitude journaling. 1. It's not about ignoring the bad stuff. Okay, let's be real, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. There are going to be days when you feel down, frustrated, or even downright angry. Gratitude journaling isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about acknowledging the tough stuff while also actively focusing on the good. Think of it like a mental balancing act, keeping your head above water in the storm by remembering the sunshine moments. 2. Small things matter. You don't need to wait for life-changing events to feel grateful. Take a moment to appreciate the little things that make each day special. The warmth of the sun on your skin, a delicious cup of coffee, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or even just the feeling of clean sheets on your bed. These seemingly insignificant moments can add up to create a powerful sense of contentment and appreciation for life itself. 3. Consistency is key. Just like any good habit, gratitude journaling takes time and effort to become a part of your daily routine. Start small, even 5 minutes each day can make a huge difference. You can write in a journal, type it into your phone, or even just jot down quick reminders throughout the day. The goal isn't perfection, it's simply showing up consistently and making gratitude a conscious part of your life. 4. Be specific. Don't just say, "I'm grateful for my family." Tell me why you're grateful. Maybe it's their unwavering support, their infectious laughter, or that they always know how to make you feel loved. The more specific you are, the deeper the sense of gratitude will resonate within you. 5. Review and reflect. Take some time each week to review your gratitude entries. Notice any patterns in what you're grateful for or any shifts in your perspective over time. This can help you gain a deeper understanding of yourself, your values, and the things that truly matter most in life. Ever felt like your inner critic is on high volume, constantly whispering doubts and insecurities? Well, picture this. You're at a concert, surrounded by thousands of people all singing along to their favorite song. Now imagine that voice in your head is tiny, lost in the crowd, barely audible above the music. That's what gratitude can do. It drowns out those negative voices and amplifies the positive ones. Think about a time when you were struggling with self-doubt. Maybe you didn't get that promotion you wanted, or your presentation didn't go as planned. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try practicing gratitude for something small but significant, perhaps a supportive friend, a delicious meal, or even just a good night's sleep. See how it shifts your perspective and helps you find the strength to keep moving forward. Okay, here's the recap, remember. A positive self-image is essential, and gratitude journaling can be your secret weapon for building it. Focus on both the big and small things you're grateful for, be consistent with your practice, and don't forget to review your entries to reflect on your journey. Ready to level up your self-love game? I challenge you to start a gratitude journal today. Just 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Share your experiences with me on social media. Let's inspire each other to shine brighter than ever before. Until next time, keep boosting those brains and remember, you are amazing just the way you are. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.